Anne-Marie Meyer is joining me this morning on Rochester Speaks. Good morning, Anne-Marie, the Marketing and Special Events Coordinator over at Autism Up. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Autism Up.
Autism Up is so phenomenal. For if you don't know, it started 20 years. This is actually our 20th anniversary. And it started with four moms who wanted more for their kids. So they went out, they personally recruited all these specialists. They met at coffee shops, any conference center that they could find. And they got to know more and more about what was going on with their kids. And from there, it's expanded to now we have 3,700 registered members and hundreds of participants that come in every week to do our programming.
And what are some of the things that are involved with your programming?
So we have our programming, which ranges from exploring sensations that starts at 3 years old and it goes to, you know, young adults. We have cooking classes for 13, 16, 18-year-olds. We have Minecraft, which my son, who's autistic, does, and he loves it. We have baking time, or I just said we have baking time. We have arts and crafts. We have STEM classes, Teen Connect, Boys Club, Girls Zone, you name it, personal fitness. There's nothing that a child could be interested in that we don't cover.
Wow.
I know.
3,700 members is a lot in the past 20 years. Yep. Was there a time in the history of Autism Up where things really changed and you started to gain some momentum? Because I know you're really a household name in our community.
Mm-hmm. So we actually, it was 2019. So that's when we moved into our building, which is now, you know, off South Ave.
Okay.
But during COVID, we offered so many of our programmings online, doing virtual. And it was so phenomenal. We, I think, quadrupled our programming department since 2019 because we have such a unique formula to our organization that we're here to support the kids, support the caregivers, education, whatever you could imagine, that's what we're there to do. We talk about how we are here to lift up Rochester's autism community.
And you have a personal connection, as you mentioned, with autism as well as working with Autism Up. So could you talk a little bit about autism? Because I know this is something there's a lot of misconceptions about. We're all aware, many of us know someone who has autism, but could you talk about some of the misconceptions that we might have and what the actual truth is?
So autism is very unique. I always say that if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism because it presents so differently from individual to individual, and it can change. You know, I'll say that, you know, my son will be on a really good trajectory for a year or so, and then he'll have a hard left turn. And now we've got to pivot and we've got to reevaluate. And that's one of the great things about our programming staff is that they're used to these changes. They get thrown something new every day. Something that worked yesterday is no longer working today. And they are so easily able to turn and accommodate that child to make sure that they feel accepted and welcomed and loved and cared for, and that parents know that when their children go into these classes, they're going to be taken care of. And that is actually why I got involved, is because I wanted my son to have this place that he could be his best self and they would understand him. And he has grown exponentially, his confidence, his social skills. It's been a world of change. And as a mom, it's phenomenal. And as an employee of Autism Up, it just gives me that much more drive to continue doing what I'm doing and making sure that everybody in Rochester knows, you know, Autism Up is here for you. You don't have to do this alone. And I would say maybe some of the misconceptions are, I would have to say that, you know, autism looks the same. You know, my son stims by humming. You know, some kids like to run cars in front of their face. It's very different. I mean, it's just, there's really no way to pinpoint autism unless you've seen it. You kind of joke like once you recognize autism, if you're in a store, you can just see another mom and be like, I got you. I understand. I can tell. So that, yeah, that would be what I would have to say.
So it sounds like there's even a community
of family members.
And so what is that community like? And really that's turning something like autism, which is, you know, seen as a negative, right? But you're turning this into a positive and this belonging in this community.
We are awesome in that we don't just do programming. That's a quarter of what we offer. We also have so many free programming, events, things like that. You know, our wonderful navigator, Kelly Conlin, she's your first point of contact when you look up Autism Up. She will help you find any providers that you need, help you with the testing. She also works with our Mental Crisis Line. It's just, she's phenomenal. And then from there you move to, we have parent workshops, things like, you know, getting your special education binder in order, how to talk to your child about hygiene, things like that. We just did a free solar eclipse event for around 150 people that came in, and they did arts and crafts. They got to see the telescope. We had shirts, and it was awesome. We offer a free parenting workshop in the sense that we have, it's called literally the Parent Effectiveness Program, and it's run by Dr. Sugarman, I believe, and he has created this 6-week class that parents get to do and come for free. We have a grandparent support group.
Wow.
We just started a dad's group once a month that they can go and meet a beer and, you know, enjoy and talk about their struggles, because dads have struggles too when it comes to autism.
So of all the community members that you've brought together in the autism space, is there a story or two that comes to mind of an especially rewarding time where you've organized one of these events and these people have come together and it's really helped a particular family or just the entire community in general?
I would say that the overwhelming story that I have is how often I hear from parents just how happy they are to be there and to see their kids. You know, the child comes out of programming and they're excited and they're like, look at what I did. And they're just so happy. And you can see the parent light up that their kid got to be exactly who they were and got to live in their world in a very safe, inclusive environment. So it's just really nice to see these parents. And it's really nice to see these new parents come in or new caregivers come in and immediately feel swarmed with, we have you, we're here, you're not going through this alone. Our parent Facebook group is so awesome because you see so much support go out. You know, parents air some of these really tough conversations that their kids are going through, and you just see comment after comment about, oh, we've been there, you'll get through it, it's fine, you know, like, we're here for you. And that just overwhelming as a mother and, again, as an employee, it's just phenomenal. It makes me so happy.
It's amazing. And what would you say to a parent who may have just discovered that their child has autism? What are some of the ways that you would recommend they approach? Obviously, go to Autism Up, right, and learn more about your programming. But should you raise a child any differently? Are there any tips and pointers, given your experience, that you would tell a parent?
My big thing is that when my son was diagnosed, I went through kind of, I want to say, almost a grieving period, because, you know, the idea of the child I thought I was going to raise was no more. I didn't know what the future looked like. So my big advice to moms is that it's okay to be sad, but then you've got to, you know, get it together and you've got to start advocating for your child. You've got to be there for your child, and you have to learn what normal means for your family and stand by that, because no one else is really in your family living the day to day like you guys are. And that needs to be your primary focus, is just making sure that you are doing what is best for your child, whatever that looks like. And it's different for every family. It's different for, you could have two children with autism in one household, and it's going to look different for both kids. Because again, you meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
And nothing else. Right?
Yep, exactly.
You don't know anything
exactly.
else about autism. Okay.
And, you know, odds are, you know, it's very unlikely. I personally don't know of any cases that when you're diagnosed with autism, you're going to have another list of diagnoses as well that go with it. ADHD, depression, anxiety, OCD, insomnia, food issues, the list goes on and on. So it's going to be tough, and there's going to be bad days. And that's why, again, I say you have to be able to pivot and understand that every day is going to be possibly different, and that's okay. And if you just need to sit at home and stare at a wall, that's okay too. You just got to do what's best for your family.
Anne Marie Meyer is the Marketing and Special Events Coordinator at Autism Up here in Rochester. And not only have you advocated for your son, but you've also advocated for so many others. And one of the ways you do that is through some of the great events that you can find out more about at autismup.org. The Good as Gold Gala, we were talking about that beforehand. Could you talk about that and what we got coming up?
So I'm so excited. My boss, Lisa, she's so creative. She has this brain that just works. So Autism Up, we shorten it to AU. Well, if you look at a periodic table of elements, gold is AU and the number is 20, and it's our 20th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So it's our Good as Gold Gala. We're going to be at the Rochester Convention Center on May 11th. We're expecting about 550 people. I personally, my baby is the silent and live auction. So right now I'm going around to different businesses and, you know, are you willing to donate, and getting to develop these relationships with them. And that is a really fun part of my job, is getting to meet all these different business owners. It's so fun. It's just so fun. there's dancing. It's a seated dinner. We have a VIP reception in the beginning. It's such a blast. I'm so excited. And tickets are still on sale. So we're always looking for sponsors and table sales and you name it.
What would a sponsor, or what does that look like if you're a business owner or you know a business owner?
So our sponsorships start at several different levels. Tables start at $2,200 and they go up. And she, again, her creative mind, each level of sponsorship is a different element, like a different metal. She's just, how her brain works is just, it's so amazing. Like I just sit there in the office with her and she's just ripping stuff off. And I'm like, I just need to like have a recorder on her so I can keep up with her. I got sidetracked. But so all sponsorships come with business recognition, brand recognition, whether that is on the table, in our event booklet, our website, or on the screens that are going to be playing. Mm-hmm. So we really want to represent and recognize those businesses that have supported us.
So this is a community of businesses, yep, and people coming together for this great cause, whether you're related to autism in some way or not, mm-hmm, right? Because obviously you have a personal connection, yep, but all of us know someone who has autism, or at least knows a parent or has some sort of relation to it. So how important is it as well, and this particular upcoming event, or just supporting autism up in general, is the general community who may not have as personal of a connection as maybe you do, but we still all know someone and we need to lift up all these people.
Exactly. You kind of touched on it. So the rate right now, I believe, is 1 in 36 individuals are diagnosed with autism.
Wow.
That is very much proof of that somebody in your life is touched by autism. Like there is somebody in your circle that has autism. And it's also important to remember that autism doesn't stop at 18. So Autism Up is really working towards making sure that individuals all the way through are taken care of, supported. One of the things we're working on right now is a housing analysis for Rochester. 220 state homes closed in New York since 2022.
Wow.
Right. And so it's projected around 14,000 individuals are living that are in need of housing. And I think it's like 5,500 of those are living with caregivers that are 60 years and over. Mm. So what happens next? So one of the initiatives that we're doing is we're working with local businesses to make sure we can provide housing to these individuals who are going to need a inclusive enrichment, inclusive and enriching environment, and that these caregivers know that their loved ones are taken care of. So it's not just necessarily about, one child. It's about taking care of Rochester as a whole. It's so important for the community to come together for Autism Up because of not just what we are, but who we represent, which is Rochester.
Right. Right. And Autism Up is doing some great work. Good as Gold Gala, mm-hmm, coming up. Yep. And, tickets, like you said, yep, autismup.org.
Yep.
Is there any other events as well that we should be aware of to mark our calendars?
We have our Kite Flight, which is a fundraiser, which is in August. And we do it at Seabreeze. So parents raise money through a team that they make. And then we also have Paddle Ball in the fall, which is awesome. That is so fun. We take over all the Rochester courts. I mean, I think we have like 14 different courts that we go to. I mean, it's a huge endeavor. I can't even remember how many players we had last year.
Paddleball.
Interesting. So it goes out all over. And then the championships are at Shadow Lake. And then we have another auction and dinner. So it's just all year long. But then we also have Trunk or Treat. We're going to do a throwback event for our 20th anniversary. Like there's always something that you can go and do or see. And, a good portion of them are free. So it's really, again, we want the community to come out. We're not exclusive to autism.
Great way to support. And if you know 36 people, you likely know someone who has autism, and at least you know someone who's connected in some way. So Anne-Marie Meyer, a last question for you. If there's a way that we can connect with Autism Up, even outside of these particular events, and either get involved or take advantage of some of your great resources, how can we do that?
The best option is to go to the website. Like you said, autismup.org. There's tabs all across the top that range from our services and support, our classes, our events, anything you could possibly think you would need we have a way to get you there.
Anne-Marie Myers, the Marketing and Special Events Coordinator over at Autism Up. Again, autismup.org is where you can find everything. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, John.